Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. The Durham drop. Was that a bomb or a bomb? Or is it a ticking time bomb? A Biden bucks. You know, the family business cashing in on foreign influence peddling, the digital dollar scheme. Replacing the Eye of Providence with the Eye of Osiris? I'll explain that. Doctors cannot be forced to kill their patients. Hurrah. Carrie Lake pressing her claims. That's good. Schiff to be thrown out of Congress for treason. That's what McCarthy's asking for. Ray facing articles of impeachment for targeting pro-lifers and Catholics. And there's an interesting little prophetic insight there I'll develop in my Bible study Sunday morning. DeSantis to announce for presidency, and the collapse of biblical-based culture in America began and continues in the churches. Oh, and the Bilderbergers are back, meeting in Lisbon, involving from 120 to 130 of the world's most powerful and influential leaders in the most secret Bilderberg meeting ever. We will focus on the Durham Report and Biden bucks. We'll touch on the rest. My friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
All right, my friends, let me clear the table here so we can concentrate on the two items I want to focus on today. Carrie Lake was not the only conservative robbed of a legitimate and honest election. The attorney general race was rigged also. And the person responsible was none other than Katie Hobbs. The former Arizona Secretary of State, now usurper Arizona governor, who stole the office from the people of Arizona, who gave it to Carrie Lake. Anyway, conservative Abe Hamade supposedly lost to radical Democrat Mays. Abe had reason to call it foul, sued, and in court this past week, critical evidence supporting Abe's case was uncovered. Katie Hobbs, it turns out, held back evidence of problems in the Pinal County election, and it is believed that will make a difference in the Arizona Attorney General race of 2022. Meanwhile, Carrie Lake continues to press her case forward in court. Carrie said, quote, "They dragged us to hell, and we are standing and fighting back," end quote. And the word hell here is capitalized. It's referring to a specific place. It would be, I don't know, it's like dragged us into Texas. Okay? And the Bible does say that God will drop a nation into hell when it forgets God. Three whistleblowers have stepped forward to testify that 130,000 ballots that failed to pass signature verification but were counted anyway. Logs show that 11 signature verification workers approved 170,000 signatures at a rate of from between 0 and 2.99 seconds and with a 99.7% approval rating. Well, friend, that's just not possible. California doctors cannot be forced to kill their patients. The California Attorney General, medical boards, etc., have all been ordered by the Central District Court to stand down on actions they intend to take against any California doctor that refuses to participate in euthanasia. You know, the murder of the elderly or mentally troubled. A great victory for life, by the way, against those who choose death. McCarthy removes Schiff and Swalwell from the Intelligence Committee. Ha, yeah, you think? All right, Swalwell married to a Chinese spy. Schiff, an operative for the Chinese Communist Party. Schiff to be thrown out of Congress for treason. House Speaker McCarthy, quote, has called for the immediate expulsion and possible prosecution of Representative Adam Schiff for committing crimes of treason against the United States, end quote. FBI Director Christopher Wray is facing articles of impeachment for targeting pro-lifers and Catholics. And the latest offense FBI refuses, Mr. Ray refuses, to turn over a document that reveals Biden accepted bribes from foreign governments while serving as Obama's vice president. The House Oversight Committee demanded FBI release this document, and the FBI did not say it doesn't exist. They acknowledged its existence and simply refused, claiming concern about exposure of FBI assets, all the usual blah, 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 they could redact and whatever. So MJT has filed articles of impeachment against Ray. Some Dems are citing a few favorable mentions of Ray and Durham's report for taking steps to clean up the FBI. So maybe provide a little cover there. But friend, that's window dressing, what Ray did. Ray either releases this document or faces final exposure as a deep state operator. That's what I say. Let's talk about DeSantis here. DeSatan. He says he's going to run. He's going to throw his hat in the ring. And he says that chances for Trump are, quote unquote, not great. Confirmed. He's a weasel. I hope this convinces you that Trump should not consider taking him as a vice president. I'm convinced the whole Florida thing's a ruse anyway. Let me be the first to call it, okay? Enjoy it while you can. I know Florida has traditionally leaned red, but you have to look closer. Florida has also always had a major rhino problem, right? DeSatan, hey, you know, remember, Satan himself has transformed into an angel of light. So don't be surprised if his agents are undercover. I want to know why DeSatan, I'm playing here, but you understand, DeSatan won't come out on the 2020 election. Trump's asking the same thing. Why he avoids talking about the Dominion machines and the problems with them. Mike Lindell asks, why does DeSantis, or DeSatan, refuse to touch the Dominion stealing machines? And he has an interesting answer to that we don't have time to go into. I agree with Lindell. DeSantis is a potential spoiler substitute for Trump. The never-Trumper's red herring, at least, or at best, at worst, a major CIA-controlled opposition operation, or operative. You probably ought to read this article I've linked to my notes. There is nothing these people meeting in Lisbon right now, the Bilderbergers, will not do to stop Trump. Okay, one more item to clear from the table. Tell you what, I'm going to address the relationship between the collapse of biblical culture in our churches to the collapse of culture in America during my Issachar report Sunday night at 5 p.m. So let's turn our attention to the Durham report. You have by now heard the reports of what is in the Durham report, how devastating it is for the FBI and for the Democrats generally, and for the MSM especially. And some who've read deeper see and have brought forward the implications there that reach deep into the deep state, touching Hillary and even Obama. So I'm not going to go there right now. Clearly, this report proves what we have all known almost from the beginning. The FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, in collusion with the MSM, CNN, ABC, MSNBC, and so on, all the major print media, Facebook, Twitter, all of these colluded together to, one, get Hillary in, and when that failed, two, to execute a coup against a sitting president, and when that failed, three, to blatantly steal from the people their right of consent in stealing the 2020 election. So that's what the Durham report shows happened, or provides support for that conclusion about what happened. I'm going to look at another aspect of this, however. The expectations that we were encouraged by many on the deep right to believe the Durham report would be our salvation, or the Durham would be our savior. Some of you remember how many encouraged us to believe Durham was our great hope. I mean, we were treated to visions of Durham dropping indictments on the heads of Hillary and Comey and Brennan and even Obama, speculating how these would look in orange jumpsuits, paraded before us all, shut behind bars, where they belong. And these things inspired many on what I sometimes call the deep right to have hope in Durham being the answer to all of these problems we're experiencing right now. And who is the deep right? I would put those who do deep dive into the swamp, exploring the ongoing conspiracy to take the Dominion by force. So briefly, first, no one who understands even the broad outlines of biblical prophecy can doubt that such a conspiracy is in play. Come on. You've heard about the Antichrist, Well, John said the Antichrist spirit is active in the world right now. And of course, that spirit is attempting to push forward the satanic agenda, which is a one-world government complete with a man-of-sin dictator, a total surveillance state controlling access to markets by technology embedded in a mark called the Mark of the Beast, the outbreak of massive global war in which one-fourth of the world's entire population would be wiped out. That's in wave number one. And that would involve about 2 billion people, folks. And then in a second wave, another one-third of the planet's human population will be wiped out, which amounts to another couple of billion. And that's half the world's present population, friend. Bill Gates, eat your heart out. Yeah, you know, he's called for a 15% reduction in population. On a population of an estimated 9 billion, by the way, was that said. So that's a meager, 1.35 billion or something like that? Of course, if you believe the Georgia Guidestones were commissioned by eugenists with Rockefeller money, that's one prevailing theory. And one of those being William Gates, that's Bill's father, by the way. Well, the Guidestones called for a reduction to a population ceiling of 500 million. And that would require the elimination of 7.5 billion people presently that would have to be eliminated. But what I'm getting at here is that one, Satan, who is prince of the power of the air, the spirit that works in the children of disobedience, well, he's all about total extinction of the human race. And so it follows that, too, those under his influence are manifestly driven by the same agenda or by that spirit. You see, there is a devil who wants you dead, and that devil has human agents who he's commissioned to carry it out. Biblical prophecy supports the so-called conspiracy theories. So we're not surprised when we see elements of these so-called theories repeatedly turning out to be true and becoming part of our history. Wake up. But some among the deep right are not well informed in biblical prophecy, and they make mistakes. And while they should be more careful, nevertheless, Durham didn't bomb, nor did he drop the bomb some expected. But he did place a ticking time bomb. I've said all along that if Durham showed his cards too soon, you know, when the wicked are so long as the wicked control virtually every American institution of power and the execution of judgment, nothing would come of his report. There would be no indictments. I speculated that was the reason he delayed release. Did he release his report prematurely? Well, actually, I don't think so. I believe the Durham report has been released exactly at the right time. It requires a few months, you understand, for the general public to digest something like this. The release of this report now allows the American people time to kind of get into it and understand the implications. Now, all that is needed is some major event that will galvanize the American people against the perpetrators of this coup outlined in that report, who will then appeal to the allegations included in the report to justify the legal action needed to lock these traitors up. I think Durham's release is a signal. I think it signals the beginning of the end of the CCP proxy occupation of America. Now, don't get too excited yet. Watch and pray. But this is a significant moment in our battle to reclaim America. All right, my friends, hold on through the break. I'll be right back.
God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World today. www.godswar2020.com. The Devil Beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arts, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Rickards, you might have heard of him, a financial guru, the guy everybody goes to if they want to know what's coming up next in the financial upheavals in American economy. Anyway, he's promoting something he calls asset emancipation to protect you from Biden's digital dollar agenda. And that's something he calls Biden bucks. I think the Biden plan to launch a CBDC, central bank digital currency, is intertwined with his family criminal enterprise. And the connection there, at least the main one, is Biden is an operative of the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, and his moves toward a central bank digital currency are driven by his handlers in China. So that's my working theory. Let's take a look at it. And let's start with the most recent revelations about the Biden crime family operation. Jarrett from Fox said, quote, "The sheer magnitude of Biden family corruption uncovered by the House Oversight Committee can only be described as breathtaking," end quote. Now, Jarrett would modify his concern and say, quote, "Joe Biden may have jeopardized our nation's security by selling out America for cold, hard cash," end quote. Now, moi, on the other hand, would say there is no maybe about it. Biden has committed treason against this country. But you look at the evidence and then you decide. We now have documentation proving that the Biden family raked in more than $10 million in foreign money. No, listen, I'm saying this we know. That's not an allegation. More than $10 million, quote, flowed like a river into more than 20 shell companies and LLCs created for the Biden's financial benefit, end quote. No one creates 20 shell companies unless they want to play a shell game with ill-gotten gains. Period. These documents show that much of this money was, quote, shuffled around various accounts before it landed in the hands of 9 members of the president's family, end quote. None of these companies are connected with any kind of business that we can figure out. At least none that's revealed. You know, so what is their business? Well, that's a secret, apparently. This sort of thing is done for only one reason. These companies and the multitude of accounts that are used to shuffle the money around, it's all used to launder the money, to hide it, to hide the money trail. But we found documents that uncover the fact that this money was funneled into the pockets of 9 members of the Biden family. Now, this evidence was gathered from, quote, thousands of subpoenaed banking records, wire transfers, and electronic transactions contained or documented in more than 170 suspicious activity reports, or SARs, that were flagged by banks and sent to the criminal division at the Treasury Department, end quote, which you're obliged to do according to law. Biden attempted to block release of these documents, but the House Oversight Committee forced his hand, and that's not all, folks. This, it turns out, is only the tip of the iceberg. Quote, "There are still more documents to be examined, suggesting that the Biden profiteering could far exceed the millions of dollars already tracked," end quote. Finally, most of this money came from China. And the plot thickens, as they say. An FBI insider whistleblower revealed to the House Oversight Committee the existence of an FBI-generated FD-1023 form or record, which is a report created by the FBI that serves as part of an investigation. And this particular report details, quote, "a bribery scheme involving the then VP Biden and a foreign national," end quote. And it involved the, quote, "exchange of money for policy decisions," end quote. Yeah, this is the exact sort of thing the Democrats, those devils, were trying to pin on Trump to manufacture it, and they failed. Turns out it was Biden, and then Hillary too, by the way, who was involved in a criminal scheme with a foreign national. And now, FBI Director Wray is refusing to release this document. Oh, so the document exists, you see. But Ray refuses to release it. Again, this only establishes what we already knew. Biden is a bought asset of the CCP, with his hands in the pocket, the back pocket of the Ukraine and Russia, by the way. He's a puppet president acting in the interests primarily of the Chinese Communist Party. So, next. China has launched a digital yuan, a programmable digital currency. They're already using it and connected it to their social credit score system and using it to control the behavior of Chinese people. China can easily control what you can buy, when, and how much. And lately, the Chinese Communist Party banned 23 million Chinese citizens from purchasing travel tickets based on information they gathered with their social credit system. So, if you resist the coercive control of the communists in China or go against their narrative, well, they can simply cut you off from your money or stop you from making purchases. It's fully implemented in a few provinces, I understand, but the plan is to go countrywide with this very soon. Enter their communist asset in America, Joe Biden. On March 9, 2022, Biden signed Executive Order 14067. Section 4 of that executive order lays out his instructions to various related departments to begin preparations for creating a digital dollar, a central bank digital currency. Now, here's the text of Executive Order 14067 and Section 4. Yes, I have read it. Now, of course, Snopes says this executive order will not replace the U.S. dollar with trackable digital currency. Well, what do you expect the Soros fact-checkers to say? I'm kidding. But here are my notes on that EO, executive order, and on Rickard's report on the significance of that order. And I think when you read my notes, you'll see why what Biden is doing is, in fact, laying down the groundwork for transitioning us to a digital currency comprised of, quote, programmable tokens, end quote. You know, after the pattern already tested and beginning to be implemented in China and Russia, too, by the way. In fact, Rickards tells us, quote, more than half the countries in the world and almost 90% of central banks are testing or exploring digital currency right now, end quote. While this cannot happen in the United States until our legislature passes a law to implement this transition to a digital currency, such a law has been introduced. What do you know? And I've got links to all this stuff, by the way, in my notes. And private companies in the United States are already busy getting ramped up to provide programmable digital currency for the United States. And again, it's all footnoted here. AOC is talking to the Federal Reserve in hearings over this issue. And one representative of the Fed excitedly talked about private citizens engaging directly with the Federal Reserve. Oh boy! And no longer requiring the middleman, the banks. Our government will become our bank. Is this a move to wipe out private banking? The ultimate centralization of control over all money and controlling your money? Total surveillance and control over you? It's called spyware currency. Yeah, they have a name for it. The Bilderbergers are meeting right now in Lisbon, Portugal. From my notes on this video, use www.brainmassage.net to send me an email asking for document number 934.30.1. Or just write Bilderberger and I'll send it to you. 120 to 130 of the most powerful and influential money, media, military, and government people in the world are gathered in this super secret closed door meeting called the Bilderberger meeting to discuss, well, what? According to one person, this interviewer, this journalist was able to get some response from, she said, we will talk about everything. Huh. If any such gathering took place for, let's say, 130 famous athletes or actors, and it was known that they were going to get together secretly to talk at great lengths about something, and they went to extraordinary lengths to be secretive about the whole thing, well, every media outlet in America that got wind of it would be crawling all over this thing, peppering them with questions about the meeting, why the secrecy, what are you going to be talking about and all that. But in times like these, you have 120 to 130 of the most powerful and influential people on the planet gathering to have a super secret, and I mean super duper secret meeting, and no one's interested? Members of the MSM, by the way, are included in the meeting. But no coverage. Carl Schwab will be there. In fact, he's on the steering committee of this group. Carl Schwab, remember, is the chairman of the World Economic Forum, a famous one-world globalist. This guy wants to chip all humans to track them like you do your dog. He wants you to own nothing and be happy. Remember that one? His prophet is Harari. You know, the guy who talks about hackable humans and promotes his vision of transhumanism. I'm surprised no prophecy whore has suggested Carl is the Antichrist and Harari his false prophet. Carl Schwab is on the steering committee of this Bilderberger meeting. And he lately, in an interview, said that in the new world that he envisions, quote, we must accept transparency. And I will even say total transparency, end quote, he said. And he went on, quote, saying banking, secrecy, everything is going to be transparent. And you have to get used to it. You have to behave accordingly. It becomes, how should I put it, integrated into your personality. But if you have nothing to hide, you shouldn't be afraid, end quote. Says the man participating in a super secret meeting of some of the most powerful and influential people in finance, military, police, and media, and you have a total news blackout, huddling behind closed doors to, as one member put it, talk about everything. So to summarize, Biden will bring us into this one world government, and China intends to be the superpower controlling it. But it's not going to work. Not so long as we are here, and I mean Christ's disciples, those in whom the Spirit dwells. No time to flesh that out for you right now. Join me for our Comfort and Counsel live stream visit Saturday, and I'll go into it with you. Suffice it here to say, Jesus is King, His Spirit is present in the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. His Spirit is present to hold back the Antichrist. That's why He's here. As long as His people are present, so that through them, His people, He can draw sinners to repent and believe on Christ. Now, friend, as long as we're here, we can stop this. And I believe God has encouraged me to believe this latest effort to finish Nimrod's tower will fail, like all the others before it. In fervent prayer the morning after I completed my research into this whole thing, God directed me to Psalm 21, specifically verses 11 to 13. I'll read them. Quote, for they intended evil against thee. They imagine a mischievous device, which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back, when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power. End quote. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Again, that's brainmassage.net. Find the contact us button, send me an email. You can leave a message for me in our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. You might need the one, so dial 1-805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America, and God save this great country. I'll see you in church.